the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
Every day, we should be thankful for our freedom. But one day every year, we publicly say thank you to the men and women in the military that served in the U.S. Armed Forces. Veterans Day is November 11th, but Missouri State will be hosting several public events leading up to this special day. I'm Nikki Donaldson. Today, Brent Dunn is my guest. He is the Vice President for University Advancement at Missouri State University and serves on the Veterans Day Committee.
So it starts on Sunday, November 4th, and this has been a tradition for a long time, the Veterans Day Concert, which is at 180 K. Hammons Hall for the Performing Arts. That's put on by our bands, and that is a free concert at 4 o'clock, and they do a great job of a number of patriotic numbers. They have a short speaker and just honoring veterans.
Dunn notes that MSU's public affairs mission really goes hand in hand with the service of the military. During their service and beyond, veterans exemplify dedication to leading with integrity, understand the global context, and are committed to civic duty. Dunn shares more about the observance on campus.
It really culminates on Friday, November 9th, and that is the Veterans Day breakfast and program. And this year, it's sponsored by our friends from Central Bank and Central Trust, and they are all things about veterans. With their help, we have an event. Actually, the doors open at 8 o'clock in the Plaster Student Union Ballroom. And it starts off with almost a concert from the 135th Army Band that's based out of Springfield. And then the program starts at 9, including the service music that's played by the band. But then we have General Troy Galloway, who is actually an alum from Missouri State. He speaks for a little bit of time and, again, some more music, that type of thing. But then we take the program from the student union outside, and the carillon concert goes on for 30 minutes or so. And then Taps is played throughout campus at 11 a.m.
Although all activities are free and open to the public, registration is required for the breakfast. You can visit missouristate.edu/veteransday or call 417-836-5654 for more information. Dunn tells us more about the annual TAPS project on campus.
If you've never been to that, it's hard to explain, but it is really awesome. The band's trumpets are scattered throughout campus, and it's sort of cascading taps. It starts off in front of McDonald Arena, and really, for the next 5 to 6 minutes, cascades throughout the entire campus. We have a flyover at 11:11 a.m., and so that's a really neat ceremony. If you've never been to that, I encourage everybody to go to that because it's very impactful.
Taps is a bugle call played at dusk, during flag ceremonies, and at military funerals by the United States Armed Forces. Dunn asks that if you hear it, take a moment, be silent, be respectful.
Taps is a solemn ceremony, and to recognize that as students and faculty and staff walk outside, we encourage them to stop just for that few minutes and to listen to the cascading of taps performed by the trumpets. And it's a remembrance time. And so it is a solemn time. And for just those few seconds to remember those that fought for our freedom, it's a neat time that the whole community can and take part of.
During Bearfest Village and at the MSU football game, veterans will receive special recognition.
Saturday, November 10th, the fun continues because it's really a sort of honoring veterans and also first responders at the football game. And Bearfest Village opens up at 11 o'clock Saturday morning. The football game starts at 2 o'clock against North Dakota State. They'll be recognized throughout the game in a number of seat ticket deals for that particular game.
For more information or to register for the breakfast event on November 9th, visit missouristate.edu mizzou.edu/veteransday or call 417-836-5654. That was Brent Dunn, Vice President for University Advancement. I'm Nikki Donaldson for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397.